Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to BX25 Vixens Radio. Check out BX25Vixens.com for the hottest photos, music, videos, and more.
Yo, what's going on? This is Renato with BX25 Vixens Radio with Shady J from GrubSpot. Can't hear me, can't.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Said he's gonna help me with the first episode. First off, before we get to Sadie, I want to welcome you to the first episode of BX25 Vixens Magazine Radio. BX25 Vixens features the hottest models of all shapes, size, and cultures, and that's what makes BX25 the hottest magazine. Make sure you check out our website at BX25Vixens.com. If you want to become a Vixen, just go to BX25Vixens.com/submission. Make sure you follow our current cover Vixens, KT at SMKT and Tipsy Star at I Am Tipsy Star. So, Sadie, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much, man. You know, it's a great, the weekend is here. Woo, got my W-2. Well, I know most of the money's already gone because I forgot my hand.
Okay.
All
right, so tell us about yourself, like, what you do.
Well, how can I sum myself up? I get there's the reason why I call myself the media bubble, because it's kind of hard to put me in a bubble of what I do. That's the best title between magazine and the Canvas magazine, which I am so glad to have your help with. We got Life as Us Live, which comes on Mondays and Wednesdays, and that merged into a radio network. So now we have, there's a merged with GrubSpot Radio Network, and we also have the social network, GrubSpot.com. So it's a little bit of everything. We cover it hard in at every angle, and it's for, you know, it's just different ways to help boost up the up-and-coming stars in every part of the entertainment industry.
Okay, so what made it start the Life After Dusk?
Well, it's crazy. Funny thing is, I tell you this all the time, I actually wanted to be a magazine writer in some old magazine way before that. This goes all the way back to high school. And I was a writer for school newspaper and whatnot, and just, you know, just, I was a lively person. Especially high school and up, I really started taking control of that. And then, kind of one of the main reasons why, because my film appreciation teacher, she said, oh, you need to join the class for voice and diction. Join that class, and that's when I found out why she told me to join it. Was because she wanted me to become a radio personality and a voiceover person. So I listened to her. I started writing for at UNT, University of North Texas. Started doing sports writing for a sports radio station. And then all of a sudden, one day, they came to find an anchor, because the anchor wasn't there. So I was like, we need an anchor. So I just volunteered. And then, heck, you know, having all these people, because this is an FM station, by the way, too, so having all these different people listen and go, oh, you guys really good, we love it. I decided to take it on, bam, so now we're here, we're at today.
Okay, that's pretty cool, man. And if you didn't know that, Freddie J aspired to be at the 25 radio show, because he, you know, his show, I listen to it all the time, and basically, like, I may not be the best at it, but, you know, a lot of pointers and stuff I got from Sadie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No problem. We're about to take a music break. We're going to listen to Lachey Honeydew, and she's actually in BX25 Fix Music Magazine, issue 1. She's the cover, and she's an artist out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So let's play that.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. It's a girl, honey, dear. Yeah. Sorry.
people that have become celebrities. Like, I started, because I'm a graphic designer, so I have seen people become celebrities, just like you.
Yes, and it's refreshing. So, especially when those artists that do become celebrities, and they come, you know, and they come to you and they go, wow, you know, I still listen to your show, or when other, you know, because the thing that always gets me is when local radio shows, like it's on AM, FM, versus in their radio, you know, comes in there and they let me know, they hit me by inbox and they tell me, hey, listen to your show the other day, keep doing what you're doing, I'm always listening, and, you know, just give me kudos and not just saying it, but really love the show. And when you hear that from a celebrity or something, you know, although I've been doing a great job and put a great show on, it still always feels so crazy to me, even after 5 years, when I hear those people say it, because it's like, wow, like they see me as a celebrity some type of way, and I don't really see myself as a celebrity yet, you know, I feel I have a long way to go to even come close to that.
Okay, and you're into games, like what are you playing right now? Because, you know, we got the anime control thing going on, playing right now.
It depends on who I'm playing with and who I play talking trash to. I just started getting back into Madden. People know me, I was not a big Madden fan, but I've been playing Madden 25, you know, because my future brother-in-law, he always nags me about playing it, and I had to show him that just because I don't really play Madden, don't think I can't beat you. And, of course, you know, everybody's favorite to play is all the Call of Duties, so I love Ghost. It's cool, you know, the newest installment of it all. Ghost is cool, although for every Call of Duty, hate the camping that goes on.
Also, quick question: what do you want? Are you going for the Xbox One or are you going for the PS4?
I play the Xbox One already. That's my brother. I play the Xbox One, and I don't know, man. I'm rooting for Xbox One because I go all the way back to, I go back far as we'll go sound video games as a whole, but I remember I had an Xbox and I had a PlayStation at a PS2 at the same time. I liked the Xbox games better than I did the PS2 games, and just liked how Xbox ran better, and then going to 360 versus PS3, same thing. And it seems like to me personally that the Xbox systems are more value. They have more long lasting value in them. Because I remember my PS2, I remember it just started working on me out of nowhere. And I still use my old Xbox to this day with no problems, but the Xbox One is winning over PS4 to me.
All right, man. So, if you're Spencer into gaming, you should check out the Humble Indie Bundle. What it is a lot of commercial games, and what they do is they put it into a bundle. And you donate whatever you want to it, and you get some cool games. Like, I got into the last Humble Bundle, and I got, like, 7 games, and they put it on Android, the PC, and Mac. So, you might want to check that out, man. You can run it on also Linux, too, so. You know, Linux is getting big into gaming.
Oh, yes, I got to definitely check that out. Because I'm always on the computer. I'm on the computer games, too. Like, I play this one game now. I just forgot the game I was playing with you before. I can't even remember the name now, but now I'm playing this new game on Facebook called King's Road. It's pretty cool. I mean, I was doing that free power-ups all the time, so they kind of give you a feeling they want to play all the time. And the people on there, and the people I chat with on there, they're always nice, you know. They're not, a lot of times you go on live these games like that, and you know, most of them RPGs, it's always a lot of bullies hanging around. But everybody's usually pretty respectful on there, so I love this new game.
Oh yeah, I got fresh news. GoPro's channel app hit Xbox 360 and Xbox One summer 2014. So, you know, GoPro is. GoPro is like this cool camera app. Actually, a camera. And so the app, I guess, is for the GoPro. So that's, you know, like if you do action stuff or you, like, ride bikes and stuff, skateboarding, this camera is, like, real cool. And so that's going to be pretty cool.
Okay. This is IMT Xbox all the way.
So you could be doing your paintball, shooting people, and, you know, recording it. So that would be kind of hot. Maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know.
Don't remind me of paintball, man. I'm still, you know, reliving the pain that I had to go through to paintball the other day.
Okay, also, what do you think about the latest cosplay edition of VX25? I know you're into the anime and stuff.
Yes, actually, because I got a chance to look through that all the way, and, you know, this is coming from my positive team. I love it. I just love that all the different. It necessarily have a specific theme for it. What's it called? So it kind of everybody just do their thing. And I like the choice of costumes for each person because it kind of it fit their personalities or just their look altogether for me. So it all made sense. And shout out to Kippy Star. She definitely had some hot picks in there. And and then yeah, bad at all. So it was a lot of great stuff that happened in that issue. It got two thumbs up for me.
no diss to the other models, but my favorite was Kippy Star and T Bella. And you may not know, but T Bella is actually the co-founder of VX25. So, hopefully we can get her on the next show. We have a female voice.
Yeah, all right, so we're going to take another
break. Yeah. We're going to take another break, and we're going to listen to Real Gravy. That's another group from VX25, Music Issue 1. It's a twin duo, and they're pretty good. Check them out.
Industry Ready Production, PSG.com.
Make your purchase.
Heavy with them, can't be back.
sound flashing lights, dollar signs, going hard, blowing speakers so nasty, set the books on fire. Let my pen leave you home in the sound. Take a seat, you ain't ready for my team. Make them heart beat, sing, you better ask about me. A heavyweight, tired of waiting, so I have to every day. No rap for them haters if you ain't talking speaker. Death to the books, the pain rushes to my body.
We collaborate with immaculate, but that you can get out of here. I rhyme for love, but I cry for kids. Ain't talking about the kind that bed makes that move, my baby. I break the dig in that rock, that's in that bed makes. For the poor, the evil, I live illegal. Pray to God for a better way. Got good food, baby, need to do, so I can't stop my family. I rhyme the wine, I pick the drink. I rhyme the pine, I reach the pace. My stomach growling, I get the problem. Cut the crown for the next. Let's take what I got, investigate. Grab a pack, watch the tape. No doubt, it's on now. Hold out, just wait. Yeah, money don't make money. Time is money and it don't wait. So I chase cheese, use a war team. I'm a brave heart, no face. Can't get that cash, ain't face. Ain't fuck small time, I need big bank. Slows by the clothes, it's time home. It's right near the lake, from the good thing. Good food, good food. To my kids, good as a good day. I'm out of mind, I'm out of mind. My destiny, yeah.
I'm out of mind, you can make it out of
Teddy J from The Spot and Human Catalyst Magazine. You can check them out at thespot.com. So make your profile is the best social network for entertainment. It's, you know, he's not going to treat you like a member. He's actually going to talk to you, and you know, he's not some big CEO that's not really going to pay you no mind. You know, just count you as a member. All right. My question for you, Freddy, is, as a media mogul, what are the types of things that motivate you?
Oh, man. What motivates me as a media mogul? I would say, as far as what motivates me is, just off of the fact that because of social media as a whole, and because of how the internet just affects how things are always going, changing so rapidly. That's the thing that, and, you know, that really motivates me because I'm able to, it kind of helps me always stay on my toes and keep up with what's going on and always have fresh content, have a fresh outlook on everything.
Okay, and name top three pet peeves you have as a media mogul.
Now, what was the question again?
Name the top three pet peeves you have as a media mogul.
My pet peeves. Man. Pet peeves as far as me being a media mogul. And, well, as far as when I see, well, one thing I would say that drives me nuts is people that don't understand that everything is necessary in order for the it's obviously something that's necessary. And for when I say that, I mean as in, first of all, let's have an example of high fashion and eye candy, as they would say. Grammar. We're going to use the term as it is, grammar. A lot of people realize that without one, the other one can't drive as much, and vice versa. Like, some people are always trying to bash one over the other, and I think that people have to really realize that in order for everything to coexist right, you need to have balance, and everything has its place. So, for me, as a being a media mogul, I challenge other people who are in the media industry and whatnot to try to broaden horizons. If you don't, you're going to end up pigeonholing yourself, and you're only going to be stuck in this one type of world. So don't be afraid to branch out. It doesn't mean that's going to be your specialty, but have an understanding about it, and then you'll be able to, wherever your specialty is, it'll make you stronger in your specialty.
All right. How long have you been doing this?
Well, let's see. Promoting, I've been doing since age of 18 for hardcore. And then, so that would be about September, that would be 10 years. and then the radio show will be I've been doing that for 5 years, March 23rd this year. The magazine, of course, started just last year. And this spot is about 3 years, I want to say 3 years old, or 3 or 4 years old. So we've been making a lot of moves for a while, and heck, I'm just blessed to be able to do it all.
Okay, and what advice do you have for up-and-coming media moguls?
Again, don't be afraid. I mean, if you're different, and people always say something about you being different, hey, oh man, you need to do it this, you know, why are you like this? You know, you need to be like this. Realize that, hey, in a day, if it's constructive criticism, listen to it, but also realize too that being different is what's going to make you be successful in this industry. If you're just the same carbon copy, the carbon copies don't make it in the world. Even some of the people who are most ratchet, who do different things, they succeed because they do different stuff. So don't be afraid to be different. Embrace what makes you different. And I promise you, you will be very successful. And don't give up. Do not give up. No matter how hard it gets. The harder it's getting, that means you're starting to get somewhere. And that means you're starting to get close to a breakthrough, so don't give up.
Okay, and how do you feel about the BX25 fixing music and all that stuff?
How do I feel about the BX25 fixing? Well, first of all, you know, just from a consumer standpoint, I like it because it's another of those magazines where you get everything. You feel like you get all different parts of the world of the urban industry at large, all in one magazine, and that's what I like. I'm a person. I like to, you know, I like myself like I like my buffet. Give me a little bit of everything. I go to the buffet. Sometimes I want some pizza, and sometimes I'm going to add some Chinese food on the side. So allow me to be able to take all that in. And when you come to BX25. You get that in different styles. You get that in different people from different sizes, shapes, race. No matter if you get a little bit of everything. So I like it. It's a very high quality magazine. And heck, I still have, I basically keep the copy right here on my desk. It sits there nice and proud. And this is something that I'm very proud to say, wow, I can't believe I have a copy of this magazine.
Oh. And where can we find you?
You can stalk me at facebook.com / TEDSKSTOT. That's at thespot.com on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at TeddyJDusk, that's TEDDY, letter J, DUSK. Same on Instagram. And of course, my social network, thespot.com.
Okay, do you have any closing words?
Yeah, what were we saying, I'm sorry?
So do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, my closing remark, again, I want to just congratulate you on your first show. And, you know, continue. I'm very blessed to have you as a great friend. You know, not only as a colleague, but a great friend in the industry. And definitely look forward to more to come for the show.
All right. And thank you for going to the show with me. Like I said, next show we're going to try to have a Vixen on and at least try to get T. Bella in if nobody else. So they can have female and whatever. You can follow us on at bx25vixens.com. You can go to bx25@bx25vixens on Twitter, Facebook.com/bx25mag, and just search in Google bx25vixens. All right, Sadie, thanks for going on the show with me. And to everyone, thanks for listening to the show. Good night.